following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
You can't be predictable. That's number one. You cannot be predictable that everybody knows what you're going to do.
This is Central Nebraska's most listened to all sports radio station.
All right, psychos. You don't even have to be that smart.
You don't even have to be that smart.
I'm just saying, this is
I'm in. Count me in.
Yeah, it's pretty simple.
Hey, did you get your walk in yesterday? No, I didn't have a snorkel.
For 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
You should never use that kind of language in a public setting. That's all I can tell you.
You serious?
It's time for the Tri-City's number one sports show. You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show.
I'm feeling it. I need somebody to carry this team.
I'm feeling
all
it.
I'm doing is driving a cart.
Yeah, he's a man-child, but he isn't fully developed.
Now coming to you live from the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth, need a vehicle? ThinkMidway.com.
I don't know enough. I just know that, you know, why would you mess with those guys, you know?
He shows up every day biting. Who's tougher?
Well, that guy's about 6 years over his prime.
Get your resume dusted off.
The sand is falling out of Mr. Duda's shorts right now.
It's time for the Doug and Danny Show.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on a Friday, and I'm going to be right up front with you about this Friday, August the 21st. This is one of those days during the year that I'm just going to be in la-la land, okay? You can laugh, oh, Duda, you're always in la-la land. This is the last Friday. This is it. This is it. Football starts next Friday. This is the last Friday until March that you can pencil me in for something, because it's football, basketball, and we go until March, and it starts next week. So enjoy this Friday. It's been a great week weather-wise. I hope whatever you're going through, you have a great weekend, have a great day, and I hope you're enjoying the Doug and Daddy Show. We're going to have some cool guests again today. Well, one of the deans, Hall of Famer Carl Tesmer, Hastings St. Cecilia head football coach, is going to join us. They're ranked number two in Husker Land Prep. They're ranked in the top three in all of the other publications. The official rankings will all be compiled by the Lincoln Journal-Star and Omaha World Herald, and the World Herald's kind of been doing it over the last month here, grouping it up and letting you know. And St. Cecilia, we know how good their basketball teams have been and a variety of their other boys' sports. I mean, they got it going right now. The volleyball and basketball for the girls is good, and track and all that. But could Carl Tesmer get back to Memorial Stadium? I think they're going to be in the hunt for a state championship. When the coaches tell you, you know, hey, how you gonna be good? Are you really going to be as good as you think? And some of the folks around whatever school it may be, when they actually say, yeah, That's something special, because coaches don't say that very often. So Carl Tesmer will join us. Jordan Lomax, defensive back out of Iowa, is our Big Ten chat. And coming up in the next segment, the president of the Football Writers Association of America, Lee Barfneck of the Omaha World Herald, is going to join us. We mentioned it yesterday. It's their 75th anniversary. They unveiled their 75th anniversary All-American teams, first, second, and third. Nebraska had more players than any other college with six. Four of those on the first team. I mean, think about that. There were only three other schools, in fact, two other schools that had more than four, Pittsburgh and Ohio State. Nebraska has four on the first team, and we will talk about that. So it's all coming up on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'd love to hear from you. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. You can tweet us at ESPN 1460 and 1550, or you can email the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug Duda, Jim Langan with you today. And the Little League World Series was rained out yesterday. So for the first time in the history, all of the games, all of the teams are playing on the same day because of the rain. And a neat story for the Kearney perspective, Uganda, the international first game today against Dominican Republic, they win 4-1. I believe that will be their first official win at the Little League World Series in the country's history. This is only their second appearance. The first appearance was the year that Carney made it to the Little League World Series, Jimmy, and Carney got to play that friendly after both were knocked out against Uganda, beat Uganda, and I know Coach Koski and the entire crew there Coach Wagner and the entire crew there just had a lot of good things to say, and it's amazing. I mean, the Ugandan kids were talking about, this is grass. I mean, they just walked around in bare feet when they got to Williamsport because they didn't play on grass in Africa. And so a cool story there. They win today by a score of 4-1. How's it going, man?
Hey, real good. What a great story, though. Like you said, they didn't have any baseball shoes. You know, they're going, hey, there's grass out here. They're just the way they play. And what a great, you talk about something you can do for multicultural education. Boy, that's about as good as it can get.
We also, one other observation right off the top here, as you heard on SportsCenter, Tiger Woods will tee off here in about 45 minutes, playing at the Wyndham for the first time. Whatever the stories are around it, qualifying, getting on to the winning a tournament, blah, blah, blah. He shot 64 yesterday. Just don't go shoot 76 today. Don't fuel the fire. Keep it in the ballpark. If you don't win the tournament as a Tiger fan, hey, that's whatever. I mean, there's a bunch of good golfers out there, a lot of good names. If Davis Love III can be at the top of the leaderboard, Tiger Woods can definitely win the tournament. But 664 yesterday, his best round to par with a 64, not necessarily 600, but the 64 since 2013 when he actually won a tournament. So he'll tee off, and I know there's anti-Tiger people out there. I'm just saying I don't want to see Tiger go out and be 3-over through the first five holes today.
Yeah, exactly. We don't need a 75 after shooting a 64. So it'd be nice if he could play, because it is good for golf. You know, it really is. It's amazing how many people watch the program when he's in the hunt. You know, there's mm-hmm. some people that you kind of think, hey, you know, I'm going to watch this. I think Donald Trump, you know, that's one reason people would watch. Hey, let's watch this. The campaign. Let's watch the debate or the campaign or whatever, you know, and follow it a little bit longer because he's in it. You know, so there are some players, and I think there's no doubt because a lot of people came into our store yesterday and made that comment. Hey, Tiger Woods is 600. He's 400. He's, you know, he's in the hunt. Tiger Woods, if you believe this? And people are always looking, hey, what do you think the odds of Tiger making the hunt or not? They don't talk about that with the average golfer, you know, so. Good point.
Well, we'll see if he can get into the mix here late in the season. And again, it's one round, but of course, everything's being blown a little bit out of proportion. But we'll see what happens after today. One thing we do know is that we won't have another show after today to talk about Tiger going into the weekend. It'll all be over by Monday. If he could put a run together, that would be pretty cool to see him playing for another month in the FedEx Cup. Tournaments. And if you just want to play, how about Prairie Hills, folks? Prairie Hills Golf Club open and has been continuing to improve under the guidance of Justin Kosmicki and his staff, dramatically improving the course since taking it over this year. And we've had some beautiful weather this week. It's fall golf. Once we get into football time, I'll call it fall golf. And usually I think that's the most enjoyable, and usually it's the most comfortable golf to play. So play it on an ice course. Only $30 for 18 holes and a cart on weekends. If you play on a weekday, well, they've got even better deals. You can check out their weekday specials on their Facebook page at Prairie Hills Golf. Prairie Hills has never looked better. They've got an improved menu in the clubhouse, improved greens, and great rates. So if you haven't been out to Prairie Hills lately, give them a chance. Only 10 minutes north of Kearney. Call for tee times and specials at 308-388-5115. Jimmy, Lee Barfneck from the Omaha World Herald is going to join us after this next break here. Did you get a chance to look at their all-time college football team? It's their 75th anniversary. They've put out the first, second, and third teams.
You know, I didn't get to see it because my mom wouldn't let me look at it. She was reading it to me and making me guess who was on the team and who wasn't on the team. So I actually got to see it. I did not, but boy, did I play along and guess who the best, you know, Ray Guy, the best punter. I got that one right away. You know, that was the most obvious one. But, you know, Archie Griffin, nailed him. And then, you know, Nebraska had some guys on that football team, too. And Will Shields, you know, there's some nice players. Johnny Rogers is the punt returner, you know, so.
Well, we'll talk with Lee Barfneck about that when we return on the Doug and Daddy Show.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back in the game of life. With two locations in Kearney, the Ortho Clinic at the Kearney Clinic and the Rehab Clinic at the ENT Building. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation. A very proud supporter of the area athletes in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center.
Cornhusker Honda presents a reality check. You don't have to shop all over to find your new Honda. Just head to Cornhusker Honda in Grand Island. You'll find great savings right now on America's most reliable cars and trucks. Plus, financing as low as 0.9% for up to 60 months with your good credit. That's savings for the long haul. The reality is the right choice is right here. Cornhusker Honda, just off North Highway 281 in Grand Island.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farming is your livelihood, and we understand that. After all, the companies of Farm Bureau Financial Services were originally founded to serve the unique insurance and financial services needs of farmers. Contact Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney and learn how they make it simple to help you select the coverage that's right for you today and provide options for the future of your growing operation. Call Rich Peters or Matt Myers in Kearney today. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
We'll stay with mostly sunny conditions today with a high of around 86. Southerly winds will stay gusty around 15 to 25. Tonight there's an isolated chance for a storm as we head down to 67 for a low. I'm meteorologist Paul Frombly. Right now, 66.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you.
Problem is, that's not Johnny Cash.
Who is that guy?
That's Phoenix from the movie. That's the movie version here. Doug and Daddy Show Friday. Doug Duda along with Jim Langan. It's a beautiful Friday, and it's 8 days away from the start of the college football season. For some, we're still a couple of weeks away for the Big Red and most of the major colleges, Division I. But we are pleased to welcome into the Doug and Daddy Show the president of the Football Writers Association of America. And, of course, folks in Nebraska know him from his longtime service at the Omaha World Herald. Lee Barfneck joins us here on the show. Doug Duda, Jim Langan, and Lee, good morning. Happy Friday.
Gentlemen, how are you guys doing?
Well, it's almost a tear that nobody's going to feel sorry for us, but I said this is the last Friday. This is it. Next Friday, high school football into college, it's over for 6 months. Do you still get jacked up? I know.
We even got decent weather that holds up, too. So,
well, I'm sure that'll change, right?
Yeah, the first night it'll be about 94 degrees. So,
it's been crazy. Well, obviously, one of the reasons that you put out an all-anniversary team is to get a little talk. But, Lee, tell the folks a little bit about the organization first before we get into the All-America teams.
Yeah, the Football Writers Association of America, this is our 75th anniversary. We have about 1,400 members across the country. And it's not, even though the word writers is in the title, we don't have strictly writers. We have broadcasters. Doug, we thank you for your membership.
You're welcome.
We have sports information people. We have school officials. We have bowl people. We have people who are TV people, people who are involved in college football, people who love college football are around it, make their living covering it or being around it. So, and simply what we do as an organization is we're kind of an oversight group. We pay attention to how press boxes are run at games. We pay attention to how bowl officials operate their bowls. to try to help people tell the stories of their bulls better. We're a little bit of a watchdog organization, but it's just people who are who like college football and want to make it better and pay attention to the things that happen in it. That's basically our mission.
This is a prestigious organization, and to be the president of it in the 75th year and the anniversary has to be quite an honor for you.
It is. I'm very humbled and flattered, and I think because I'm the guy who's probably got as much hate mail as anybody through the years, they thought it would be a good year to have me do it. Since now the team is probably going to get a whole bunch, bunch of flack.
Is Dirk closing in on you, though?
Well, first off, I have to say I've not been alive for all 75 years of it, although some people probably think I am. But, no, we've had tremendous feedback to putting out the team yesterday. We've had multiple radio shows. We thank you for calling and asking about our team. We've had ESPN had a discussion live yesterday. Big Ten Network did a live discussion yesterday. So it's been really cool, and I think – the team comes out at a really good time, a little bit before the season starts. Just kind of gives everybody a little kickstart as we get pretty close to the games actually coming. And it's been, I got to think there's been a lot of, bar talk, corner coffee shop talk. Obviously that, the message boards and things like that have been lighting up about it. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, when I look at the selection, I see the offensive linemen, some of the guys up front on the defensive side, and then I see a guy from Marshall, a guy from Mississippi Valley State. When I look at the thing and I'm going, and you're trying to guess who might be on the team, who may not be on the team, I thought the hardest thing to do, because I did it blind. They had me guess who would be on the first. I had to do it blind. And you know what position I had the most trouble filling? The quarterbacks. The quarterbacks, because there's so many quarterbacks that could have been on the team that were not on the team. You know, I had trouble, but when I got it, I thought, hey, those three guys make sense. You know, not that I, know somebody else you don't have an argument for. You know, and my point I'm making is, when you pick the top four Kansas City Royals of all time, well, George Brett's going to be on it. Now, the other three, you're not for sure. But there's an obvious choice. What did you think of the quarterback selections?
Well, it was interesting. We there was 11 of us on a conference call to pick this team, and we went 3.5 hours straight through without a break. And we spent almost 50 minutes doing the quarterbacks. That's how important we thought it was. And it was interesting how it was fairly quickly that the three candidates, Roger Staubach, who we made first team, Tim Tebow, second team, and Tommy Frazier, third team, those three rose to the top pretty quickly, but it took us almost a half an hour to figure out, what order they should be in. I mean, we looked up stats. We looked up individual honors. We looked up how their teams did. We looked – and a lot of it came down with our underlying theme to this was you had to have done something. You had to have done something individually. You had to have won something as a team. You had to be – somebody who perhaps changed the way your position was perceived in college football history. It was really hard. I mean, we voted over and over and over again to try to figure this out, and it finally shook. I mean, literally any three of those guys, it could have been a difference in order in any way. I had Tebow third every time I voted. I was waffling between Staubach and Frazier. But it was really interesting, just the discussion. That and the running backs probably took us the longest time to get done.
Well, the running backs, I mean, there just seemed to be maybe even more to choose from. With Lee Barfneck, the Omaha World Herald, the president of the Football Writers Association, here on the Doug and Daddy Show. So one more on the quarterback, and then we'll move on. Because I was shocked. I wasn't upset. I'm a Dallas Cowboy fan, so I grew up idolizing Roger Staubach. Shocked that he was the first team. Not saying that he shouldn't. Shocked that Nebraska had more players on there than any other college in the country, because let's face it, Nebraska, they're all from, 68 on. I mean, there's quite a few years before that Nebraska wasn't even on the radar. If Tommy Frazier would have edged Eddie George for the Heisman, you think he would have been the number one?
I think that might have been enough to change it. And it's And I remember we talked about that on the call, and everybody was basically in agreement that he should have won the Heisman. Again, like I said, we voted and voted and voted, and that might have been enough to change the tally. But I think, you know, you could we talked about you could pick a team of guys who didn't make the list and probably beat any of the three teams we did pick. I mean, that's how much talent there is left over. There's not many wrong answers. I don't think there's any wrong answers. I just think there's some answers a little more right than others.
Good point. And I think the other thing that when I look at on the quarterback, and then we'll go on to something else, is the fact that I think Roger Staubach really helped his team. And Navy was big in the 1940s, you know, don't get me wrong. But Roger right. Staubach was the last player to play for Navy that really did something this phenomenal. And he led that team to many victories. And I'm not saying Tim Tebow and Tommy Frazier did not, but they probably could have won some games without him.
Yeah, that's, Roger's the last Service Academy player to have won the Heisman. He took Navy, which had slipped off some. They were still a pretty good program in the 60s, but he took them in 1963 to number two in the rankings. They played number one Texas for the national championship and lost. But he was really kind of the first true run pass threat, the dual threat guy. Did a lot of scrambling, throwing on the run. Not the very first guy, but the guy I think who did it the best, the earliest. So he kind of changed the way the position was played and perceived. So I think in the end that kind of won it out for him.
We're talking with Lee Barfnick here on the Omaha World Herald. Of course, I got a chance to listen to a little bit of your conversation with Michael Sevier on the Bottom Line about the story here. And, of course, we talked another one was about Nebraska and the Nebraska 100 that was redone here over the summer by the World Herald. So it's always tougher when you hadn't seen the guy play or the athlete play as opposed to those from this day and age. You have all the decades covered, but obviously the closer to 2000 you get, the more of those names we see. How tough was it to weigh in some of the so-called old-timers?
It's difficult. I mean, it's like trying to compare Mickey Mantle to Mike Trout or the other way around. I mean, it's just so hard to compare through the decades. And we were hopeful that the team would recognize athletes from various decades and from various schools. But that didn't influence the voting. I mean, we didn't talk about specifically saying, well, this team has this many players, so we have to get somebody else on there. I mean, it really just kind of shook out the way it did. It's pretty spread out. We were pretty happy the way that turned out. But, there were other guys from the 40s and 50s that we discussed quite a bit. You know, Doc Blanchard and Glenn Davis, the twin running backs at Army. And the guys that we got on there, I think, were pretty – you know, Leon Hart from Notre Dame, Chuck Bednarik from Penn, those guys are widely known for what they did in football. So I thought we had a really good mix. Some people criticize us for not having enough guys from the mid-2000s on, but, I guess every time somebody says, well, you should have had this guy on the list, and my thought is, well, who should we have left off? it's really difficult. And it was hard, but it was the most fun, difficult experience I've ever had around football.
Lee, and you guys, in any of the stories I looked, it wasn't like you had, well, these are some other guys that we considered, as we'll see that from time to time. And yeah. It's not like you avoided people that have had trouble during or after their career either. So I got to think O.J. Simpson would be one of them that probably just missed the cut. USC only had three guys on the team. Who was somebody that you thought should have been here that you fought for that maybe didn't make it?
Well, O.J. was discussed long and hard. Part of his thing was he was a junior college transfer, so only played 2 years, so. And a lot of people that have criticized us for not having Barry Sanders on the first team as a running back, but Barry really only started for about a season and a half. Mm-hmm. His numbers were phenomenal. He was a great kick returner all through his career. But he played behind Thurman Thomas for quite a while, and Thurman was, you know, a three-time All-American and a Pro Bowl player in the NFL. So that was kind of the tipping point in keeping him off the first team. But, there were a couple of guys that we wanted – to put on the team, but because for some reason they did not make our Football Writers All-America team in the year that they were considered. So that was ineligible. One was Reggie Roby, the punter from Iowa. I don't know if people remember him.
Yep.
Man, he was a thunderfoot of epic proportions. His numbers actually are better than Ray Guy's, but for some reason Reggie didn't make our All-America team when he was a junior or senior, so we couldn't consider him. Another one was a middle guard, and some Husker fans will remember this name. His name was Ron Simmons from Florida State in the early 80s.
Mm-hmm.
And when they came to Lincoln and won in 1981, Ron had a huge game. It's just a dominant force, but he also didn't make our team. But, you know, Warren Sapp's not on our list. You know, it's mind-boggling that, you know, Gale Sayers isn't on the list. It's just, you can just, like I said, you could probably come up with three more teams and be just as confident going to bat with those guys against any of these other teams. It's stunning the number of people that were available to be considered and how fine the line was between who we picked and who we didn't.
You know, one thing that hurt Gale Sayers, he was at Kansas, and you look at the national exposure, like how many times was Kansas on TV, you know, in the 1960s? You know, a player that I guessed when I guessed was Rich Glover. I thought maybe I right away I could tell that one thing I told Doug too, and I told other people, I was very proud. I don't think you looked at their NFL careers. I don't think that had anything to do with it. And I was really glad because it's so easy. And, you know, it's so easy to go, hey, Ray Nitschke, you know, Dick Butkus, you know, you can easily put guys on there that had phenomenal NFL careers just because going, oh, that'll be easy. We'll get this guy on there. But I thought that was nothing he did. How close was Rich Glover to making it?
He was very close, and it's part of it is, I think, the fact that we aligned our defense in a 4-3, you know, the 5-2. Some of the middle guards got overlooked, but the Rich Glover and Ron Simmons were two guys that got heavy attention. You know, we talked about how in the game of the century, you know, Rich Glover had 22 tackles, and the guy he was nose-to-nose with that day, Tom Brahaney, the center of Oklahoma, was a first-team All-American. I mean, it was one of the greatest individual game performances there's ever been in college football history. But he just got left off. And, you know, Rich was right there. Again, there were tons of people that we could have had. And it wasn't the deal where we thought we had too many Nebraska guys on the team. We didn't really talk about that at all. We just really went with how good a player these guys were. And whatever school they were from, that was immaterial.
Last minute here with Lee Barfnik, president of the Football Writers Association. We could talk for hours about this, and that's what it is. If you're taking a long road trip to your first high school game, just get this list and start talking about that. Or if you're making a road trip to a Husker game, but Lee, gotta ask you your thoughts on Big Red. I don't need you to break it down, but I think my question has been all summer long. People ask me what the record's going to be. I've asked, I believe, every analyst in and out of the state if Nebraska's closer to an 11-1 team or a 6-6 team, and I'll guarantee you 90% of them are on the high end, I think, because they like Coach Riley. I'm a little bit more worried, and as fall camp goes, I'm even more worried. Your thoughts?
Well, the injury to DeMorne Pearsonell this week was a pretty big blow. I think I've been to practice a few times. Offensively, this team's going to struggle for a while, and it might struggle much of the season, just because it's difficult to implement some of the stuff that Coach Riley wants to do with his pro-style offense. That doesn't mean they're pulling a Bill Callahan and just totally shoving the new offense in and, you know, players be damned whether they can run it or not. But, you know, I think they're going to do a little bit more quarterback run game, especially now that Pearsonell has been injured. But I think this is an offense that needs good field position through good punt returns or four or five play drives that have, you know, a 20 or a 30 yard, a couple of 20, 30 yard runs in them instead of being able to drive the ball 10 or 12 plays. On the opposite side, I love the defense. I was talking, Dan Pensick was at practice yesterday. Dan and I were in school at the same time. His son Cole played at Nebraska recently. And Dan was really impressed with the defense. I just think the style of defense they're going to play, these guys are playing with clear head. They're not bogged down by having to make one step here and another step there and a perfect read and this and that. They're just going and finding a football and knocking somebody over with it. So I really like what the defense is doing. They need to stay healthy on that side. The linebacker depth is pretty thin. But I think they've got a lot of talent on defense. Special teams, I think, are good. Again, you know, when you lose the number two punt returner in the country, that's a pretty big kick in the pants. But if you're going to try to pin me down for a record, I'm probably going to say somewhere either 8-4 or 9-3. You know, it could be a little higher. I can't think it'd be any worse than 7-5. But you know, that's why we play him. We're going to find out here pretty quick.
As Lee said, he's gotten mail before because he's not pro Husker day in and day out. So we'll see how it pans. Jimmy, you had one.
No, more? Yeah, Lee. I think you know you talked about the defense. We talked to somebody else, and they said the defense. There are about five or six guys that sounded to me they could make the all Big Ten team. But he acted also, the same guy we talked to said, the guy backing those guys up was not a very good player. I mean, in other words, they weren't even considered to be an all Big Ten type player. Is that kind of how you see it? And if you don't want to comment, you don't have to, but it seems to me that the depth is really a problem on the defense.
Yeah, I think that's clearly. I think they have some elite level players. I think Malik Collins, the defensive tackle, is an All-America candidate. I think Josh Banderas is going to have a great year at linebacker. He's finally been freed up from you know, having to read and react so much the way they played last year. Nate Gary at safety is a great player, and Michael Rose Ivy, the linebacker, is back from injury. He's gigantic, but he's really kind of laying the lumber to people yesterday, but. They do need to stay healthy on that side of the ball, especially a linebacker. If they got, you know, two or three injuries at the same position, it would really affect the season. But I think, the way college football is now and with 85 scholarships, and that means basically you have about 65 guys who play regularly, you got to stay healthy. And that's everybody's keeping their fingers crossed on that. So, but it should be a really interesting season. I think the fan base is fully energized with the coaching change and behind the program. It's not the us against the world thing. It's people feel included again, like Husker football's back the way it's supposed to be.
Well, hopefully the five guys standing on the sidelines against BYU won't shock and rock the world, but I'm sure one or two of them will. You can hear Lee on the Bottom Line as well, which is the World Herald's radio show, 2 to 6 online, and keep up with Lee's great work, not only with the World Herald, but the Football Writers Association of America. Lee, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, and I'm glad we all got home safely from Chicago.
There you go. Doug and Jim, we appreciate it, and we appreciate your interest in the Football Writers team.
Yeah, thank you for doing that. That was really an enjoyable thing for me to read. And if you come up with any of those things and you put them out there, I enjoy reading them. So continue to do work like that.
Thanks, Lee.
Very good. Thanks.
Lee Barfneck, Omaha World Herald president of the Football Writers on their 75th anniversary. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll switch over to the high school scene. Carl Tesmer, Hastings St. Cecilia, when we return.
Crazy Burn is the latest, hottest weight loss product exclusively being sold at the Hastings, Kearney, and Grand Island GNCs. Are you looking to get fit and slim down for summer? Crazy Burn has ephedra effects resulting in more energy, appetite suppression, and amazing weight loss. Start working on that beach body today. Don't go mad hoping for something to work. Get crazy with Crazy Burn and start getting results today. Available exclusively at your Hastings GNC just north of Walmart, the Kearney GNC in the Hilltop Mall, and the Grand Island GNC in the Conestoga Mall.
Nebraska weather is so unpredictable. Don't be left out in the storm with hail dents or even door dings. When your car plays the star in the episode of Nebraska Severe Weather, see the professionals at Dent Popper and Kearney to save you. Dent Popper can remove minor hail damage, door dings, and other minor dents without damaging the original paint. Joel, Scott, and the guys at Dent Popper know how important your vehicle is to you, and keeping it looking nice is what they do. Stop into Dent Popper today, just south of the library on First Avenue in Kearney.
Your customers make your business. Every day you want to attract new customers and keep the ones you have, at the same time running your business within a budget. Get noticed with help from Copycat Printing. Their design and printing teams can go big with banners, yard signs, wall graphics, banner stands, and even wraps for your company vehicles. Copycat Printing can help you stand out at the fair or conventions with a booth that will turn people's heads. If you can imagine it, they can design it and print it. Copycat Printing, 21st and Avenue A in the downtown Kearney Center, or visit their website, kearneycopycat.com. Copycat Printing, a better idea.
You'll have fun when you make it Funner Park.
Time out for lunch today at Fodder Park's Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge. Watch and wager on Nationwide Thoroughbred Racing, plus the Columbus races direct from Ag Park. Play Keno and dinner specials, full bar service. Stay over for choice prime rib and night racing. Don't miss the Del Mar Million Dollar Pacific Classic Saturday, so race to the finish line, number one for food and fun.
Where you're a neighbor, not a number. Custom Pack.
This week, a custom pack of Hastings get individual racks of pork back ribs, only $2.99 a pound. A 5-pound bag of fully cooked chicken nuggets, only $9.85 each. And fresh natural casing cheddar jalapeno bratwurst, only $2.79 a pound. It's all at Custom Pack of Hastings.
At Custom Pack, you're a neighbor, not a number.
Hi, this is Ron Wall with Cargill Ag Horizons Marketing Services, better known as CAMS. As a personal marketing manager, I bring Cargill's global knowledge to your home or office by delivering unique insights that can benefit your operation. When you work with CAMS, you have expert marketers working for you so that you can concentrate on the business of farming. To learn more about how our disciplined approach to risk management can benefit your operation, call me at 402-710-1200. Cargill, helping farmers prosper.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling around the bend.
Doug and Daddy Show, producer Caleb really getting all over the map. Yesterday it was all NWA for Straight Outta Compton movie. Today it's all Johnny Cash, which, you know which side of the ledger I...
Well, I think you
right on this.
You
one.
Like Johnny Cash.
That's the side of the ledger.
I know.
I also like our friends at T&L Irrigation in Hastings. Farmers, you can now get the best value ever on the best pivot system available today. T&L Irrigation's 2015 Harvest Special can save you $9,000 on a quarter miler. Make sure to call your T&L dealer, including Kyle Stewart at R&K Irrigation in Grand Island, or go online to TLIRR.com for great savings, because T&L is like no other. It's their harvest special for 2015. You can see them out and about at Husker Harvest Days and a variety of spots here in the fall, and getting you ready for harvest and getting you ready for next year. T&L, like no other. Well, we are 1 week away from the start of the high school football season. Hastings St. Cecilia will be on the road at Ravenna, and they are highly ranked wherever you look. We know that this, as we talked at the top of the show, the boys and girls are as good a combo over the last couple of years as maybe they've ever been at St. Cecilia, and that's saying something. Carl Tesmer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda and Jim Langan. Coach, good morning. How are you?
Well, good morning. Good. Thank you.
Kids got to like this non-100-degree practice weather, too.
You know, it's really been nice, and we've got a nice break. And actually, the new state rules have kind of helped, you know, keep people in pretty good shape as far as not getting beat up and all roughed up and staying healthy, too. So, yeah, everything's kind of been a nice fall. It's just as nice for the coaches as it is for the kids.
Yeah, that's all I cared about. It was about when I was coaching, was what was the weather like for us? Because when we took water breaks, a lot of them weren't for our players. They were for me. I needed something. So,
yes.
Hey, Coach,
yes.
You know, when I look at your team, it looks like this is the type of team. There's probably maybe 6 or 7 teams that really have a shot to win a state championship. This is the type of team, if they can stay healthy, I think this is the type of team that has that. Your thoughts?
Well, I think that's a good assessment, because, you know, there are usually about 5 or 6, you know, or 7 or so, and we really have a group. We have a large number of returning lettermen, and they were juniors a year ago and were successful, and so when you get that type of return back as seniors, you usually start to think that maybe you've got a chance to go a little bit further than you did the year before. And you know, we went to the quarterfinals a year ago and played the champion Aquinas pretty tough. And so we felt, you know, maybe we felt coming back that we might have a chance to go a little further again this year.
Carl Tesmer, Hastings St. Cecilia, joins us here. Carl, I'll have to ask you, because for a while there, you were able to go 8-0, 9-0, 8-0, I guess, for the most part, over the last decade, and really roll a lot of teams. How much did it help St. Cecilia when the teams like Sandy Sutton and Donovan Trumbull and even Southern Valley have gotten so much better and have not only pushed you but have beaten you and have kind of maybe toughened your team up a little bit?
Well, you brought up a good point. We try to, you know, we've mentioned the fact we haven't won a district championship in 4 years. And so, you know, coming off a couple state championships and then all of a sudden, you know, Sutton's back in the hunt. And they've always been good, but they've been exceptionally good. And, of course, Donovan went through a stretch where they had the athletes there. They had 2 years in a row and were to win a state championship. And so, you know, and again, they're, both of those schools will be back. And I think that sometimes we're a target, you know, on people also. But it runs its course, and we had a tremendous group of athletes. We had a lot of size also with that athletic ability, and so that's why we were so good. And they also had that enjoyed that luxury also. So things kind of come around, you know. We're competitive. We were in games. We were close. We didn't win. But it's going to be a hunt again this year. Even though we've got an outstanding team, it's still going to be a tough struggle with a lot of those teams that you've just mentioned, the Southern Valleys, and certainly Donovan and Sutton.
You know, Coach, every year when I looked at my team, and if we did fairly well in the 400-meter relay at the state track meet, and you guys won it last year, and I had some kids back, I thought, hey, you know, this is really a good sign, because it's hard to coach that speed. But when I look at a couple players, you got that Kitten, you got Fisher, you got Schmidt, you got the Seeley. There's other kids on that team, but those guys will really make it really tough offensively and defensively for the other teams that you play. Your thoughts?
Well, really, and the old adage, there's no substitute for speed, and that's so true, and we that's something that you enjoy, and we're certainly glad. But you're right, we've had a lot of success in that 4x1, and that speed is something that's been around our school for a long time, and it's certainly made us a better, you know. And another mention of a name there that you Alex Tino, who had been running on that relay and then had a few health problems, but he's back, and he's also got outstanding speed. And so you get those, you begin to stretch the field, you know, vertically and horizontally with a lot with speed, and once you can do that, it opens things up for your offense. But no substitute for it, and if you're blessed with it, if you got it, and if you don't, you try to do the best you can without it, and we've been blessed.
Talking with Carl Tesmer, the head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. Huskerland Prep has 5 Blue Hawks on their preseason All-State team in C2. Now, none of those are on the offensive line, and you get a lot of kids that play both sides, so Mike Walls is there on the defensive line. What about your line, Coach?
Well, we had 4 starters back, which is very, very good. It's going to be still, even though they're back, we don't have a lot of depth there. And so, you know, we're really hoping that we can. But our center, Braden Poppy, is, you know, he's a 6'3", 260, 70 or 80, whatever he weighs in there. So he's got some good size. But he didn't start at center last year. And so he's new at that position as far as varsity concerned with experience. And then Mike Walls did play started offensive guard, but he was our second leading tackler, our leading tackler in the defensive line, and our second leading tackler overall for the year. So, you know, Mike is not a huge player, but he is so quick and strong and aggressive. And then, you know, Aaron Gonzalez is going to start at left guard, and he did not start there last year. And, you know, Cody Zexer started for us there last year. And so good size again, you know, 210, 6 foot, but basically untested on that. So that's why our offensive, look right now is just kind of questionable because of overall experience. But that doesn't mean they're not going to do it. You know, we know that we're going to get there, and we'll find out more and more as the season goes on and as we play. It's tough to find out a lot in practice. You're limited with the amount of contact you can have. Plus, a lot of our depth that we have is going to be very young. We have a small junior class, and so to put seniors against sophomores and freshmen, you know, in your practice situations or your scrimmages, you know, it's hard to tell how good you really are because of that difference of ability and experience.
You know, Coach, too, and the thing of it is once you start getting some repetitions, your players are going to get better in practice. Yep. You're talking about your 7, 8, 9, 10 players because they're going to be going against some pretty good players that are going to be seeing them every day. And they can make a mistake every once in a while, and another player might be able to stop a touchdown. And so they're not going to get penalized completely for making an error because of the backup players you have. By the way, I thought I'd let you know I've got 3 of your games this year. I'm refereeing.
Oh, no. But
so I'll see you Friday at Ravan, and then later on I got a game. I think it's going to be a fun one, the St. Cecilia Sutton game. So talk a little bit about your schedule. What's that, Coach?
Now, that's going to be a good one, Jim. It really is.
Yeah, I think it is. Go ahead and talk a little bit about your schedule.
Well, it's a good schedule. It's a tough schedule, you know, and it's always tough. And I've been in this business 40 years, and believe it or not, you still get nervous with anticipation about how things are going to go right off the bat. And so opening up on the road is never an easy thing to do. And Ravenna has played us tough throughout the years. And then we come home with Hershey, who we thought last year we thought was a team that was going to get to the playoffs and make a run and didn't. So, but they have a number of good people back. And then we go over to Geneva, and they had a large senior class. So I don't, you know, they're going to be young. And then I think Cambridge is going to be tremendously improved, you know, with Scott Porter there, their new coach. And they were young a year ago, and he's a great coach, and they're going to come into our place. And so, you know, and that's going to be a tough game for us, Cambridge at home. And then, of course, we have Superior on the road, which is always a tough place to go. I think that the last three there with Sandy Creek and Donovan and not necessarily in that order, but Sutton – certainly, you know, at least they're at the end of the pretty much at the end of the season, and by that time they'll be gone, and so will we. But they're going to be great games. They're going to be great football games. There's no doubt about it. And they've got good people back. I looked at Donovan. I already thought Donovan had enough to really make a go of it, and I knew that Garrett Clark and Sheridan and that we got one other lineman I'm leaving out, Stone from Sutton. Are all back, and so, you know, those guys on defense, you know, I think they had 8 starters back on that defense a year ago, so, and they like to hit. Those people like to hit up there, and we have them at home, so hopefully that'll help us a little bit.
Yeah, I think the Leach kid was the kid you left out.
Yeah.
Kid, but yeah, he's a heck of a player. You're right.
A lot of good games for St. Cecilia. You'll hear a majority of them on 1230 KHAS or here on ESPN 1550. We'll wrap it up with this, Coach. We've been talking positive the whole time here, and you mentioned nervous and 8 kids back. What's still one thing a week out from that first game that you're a little concerned about?
Well, I think probably, you know, your offensive line, you always wonder how they're going to come together. We're doing some new things. We're into a lot of spread offense, and we've kind of taken the pressure off them. You know, you run that I formation, that pure I, and those people up front have got to be almost just, you know, studs. And these men are good linemen and everything, but we've kind of taken the pressure off them a little bit with what we're running with our skill people and our misdirection stuff and our zone stuff. But that's probably the big anticipation, our offensive line and how they're going to come together and how they're going to react to any kind of different defensive fronts and things that are going to be thrown at them, which I'm sure we're going to get a lot of because of our experience. People, you know, you always wonder, you always worry about who you're going to play and how you're going to attack them, and sometimes the best answer to that is not sit back, you know, just go after and be aggressive. And so how we respond to that aggressiveness will be interesting to see, at least early. I know we're going to get better. I know that we're going to improve with the season, and so that's right now that's my biggest concern.
Well, Carl, we'll let you get back to work or lunch or whatever is next on the agenda there. And best of luck throughout the season. We'll chat again. Always appreciate it.
We'll see you Friday, Coach. You bet.
Been a pleasure. Thank you.
Carl Tesmer, head football coach at Hastings St. Cecilia. We're going to go to Elm Creek on Monday with our high school football preview. We'll talk with Jace over there, a team that was a 40-mile-an-hour win maybe away from as I look at how good Hemmingford was last year, it makes me realize how good Elm Creek was last year, how good Blue Hill ended up being last year. And we'll talk with Jace on Monday. Right now, before we take a break and go to Jordan Lomax of Iowa, during our break, it's time to give away a $25 gift card to Fanatics with our fantastic Fanatics Friday at Trivia. Fanatics is your sports bar dedicated to bringing you the game, great food, and good times. Whether you're watching the Huskers, the NFL, maybe you want to have your fantasy football draft. It's always nice to get the guys together and not in your basement. Let's go to Fanatics. They've got great food, pizza, wings, beer, whatever. I mean, that's, you put in your fantasy football draft, what else do you need? And of course, with this great weather, don't forget their outdoor beer garden. The bullpen is open. You can sit out there, enjoy the same amenities, watch your favorite sporting events. It's all at Fanatics. If you have not won from your household in the last 3 months, you're eligible. One winner per household every 3 months. Here is today's Fanatics quiz. 888-455-ESPN. That's 888-455-3776. And it's on Hastings St. Cecilia. They have won three state football championships. They went back-to-back in 09 and 10. But their first state football championship was in 2000. Who did St. Cecilia defeat in the 2000 state football championship? First correct caller gets the $25 gift card to Fanatics. Who did Hastings St. Cecilia defeat in the C1 state championship game in 2000? We're back after this.
I'm a business owner, and we called Kearney Cretan Block when we needed a new and inviting-looking driveway.
We called Kearney Cretan Block when we decided to do a fire pit and patio. You should be calling Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete for all your concrete and masonry supplies. Let the professionals help you enhance the beauty and value of your home and business. Kearney Cretan Block and Christensen Concrete Products, building generations one block at a time.
If you're looking for a new career or promotion, maybe you need to hit the road. The Nebraska Safety Center offers professional truck driver training to improve your driving skills and certify you with a Professional Truck Driver Institute. That certification paves a smooth road to finding a great paying job. Right now, get trained and certified for a new career for only $2,300. Classes are small and fill up quickly. Financial aid is available. Details and registrations are on the Nebraska Safety Center website or call 308-865-8256.
The reality of today's real estate market is that there are more buyers than listings. Preparation plus the resources afforded by OneRocky.com can put you in the home you want, while delaying could cost you both dollars and the home you want. OneRocky.com, the right website. OneRocky.com, the right smartphone app. Rocky Geyser, the right real estate agent.
This is Rocky Geyser. If you're not on OneRocky.com, you're not on the right website.
If you care, call Rocky Geyser, because he does. OneRocky.com.
Does your vehicle hesitate when you hit the gas? Have you noticed a rough idle, or maybe it just doesn't have the power it once had? A clean engine can improve your fuel economy and put the power back in your vehicle. Schedule a fuel system service today at Graham Tire. They will expertly clean and inspect all of the parts of your fuel system and get you back on the road with better fuel economy and less emissions. Your car will thank you. And with the improved fuel economy, so will your wallet. Graham Tire, your auto service center and tire store next door.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where it's time for our Midtown Mark Cooler question. But first, we want to congratulate Mike from Hastings. He knew our Fanatics trivia question for this Friday. Who was the team that Hastings St. Cecilia defeated in the 2000 state championship? It was Bishop Newman out of Wahoo, a 14-0 victory. And sometimes you forget about this. St. Cecilia won the title that year. And Jimmy, in their four games, the final of 14-0, that was their biggest margin of victory. They played Pierce, won by 7. They played Imperial Chase County, won by 8. They played Crofton, won by 7. And then they won by 14. They never scored more than 20 points in one game in the playoffs, which is astonishing, usually the way you roll them over early if you're a title winner.
Well, you know what's amazing about St. Cecilia is they take the football, and this is in 2000 during the stretch, they take the football and they line up and they get about, their guards would be about 4 inches away from each other, their spacing. They'd line up and run it right at you for 4 yards. Mm-hmm. And you know what? They'd go back and huddle up, and they'd take about 24 seconds, and they'd run another play for about 4 more yards. And so what happened was they'd go down and they'd score.
You love those games.
And you know what would happen? It's the end of the first quarter. The other team didn't have the ball. They're down 7-0, and they didn't get the ball. So they get it for 3 plays. It's 3 and out. St. Cecilia gets it again, and they're at 14-0.
3 minutes to go in.
Yeah, and you're going, unbelievable. So you start throwing it and trying to do something. You're going, they just beat you up physically. But they do it slow, and they don't have to score a lot of points. But that's how they played it then. Then, you know, what had to happen in a little bit was Donovan Trumbull had that offense where they could really score a lot of points, and it forced you to kind of speed up a little bit because you had to run some plays a little bit. And then Sutton got good. But, man, their schedule, Sutton, Donovan Trumbull and St. Cecilia, there for a while, those three teams were as good as anybody in the state. I mean, there's some teams in the Northeast, but there were about six teams, and three of them happened to be about 25 miles away from each other, and they used to beat up each other a lot.
Some good rivalries,
yes,
there. Our Midtown Bar cooler question, Midtown Bar of Hastings, home of the coldest beer and coolest topics. Tiger Woods has not finished better than 17th this year. Will he earn a top 10 finish before the end of the year? 64% said no, 36% said yes. Today, we ask you about RG3. After leaving last night's preseason game with another injury, should the Redskins move on from Robert Griffin III? Yes, he's done. Yes, but after this season, no, he is the future. They're not going to get anything for him, I don't think. I don't want to say he's done because he's fun to watch. So I'm going to say none of the above. I'm not saying no, he is the future, because I think Kirk Cousins is just as good of a quarterback. I mean, he just has a different style. Vote now at ESPNSuperstation.com.
Yeah, what hurt, you know, the thing of it is RG3, and I think he said it out of somebody misquoted him a little bit. You needed to hear the whole conversation. But when he's on, he's as good as anybody in the NFL. When he's having those good days and he's on. But you know what? So are about 22 other quarterbacks. You know, when they have that nice string and they're doing and they're hitting their 4-for-4 on that one ride, it's just like a pitcher in the major leagues. You can have a record of 6-12. But, you know, if you're on, hey, you're looking around going, hey, you know what? I got a one-hitter after six innings. You know, so, I mean, so when his comment was, but I think you're right. I think that Cousins is probably somebody they need to give more snaps to because he is hurt so much.
Well, it's time for our Big Ten Chat, brought to you by Garrett Tires and Treads, celebrating 50 years of service with the Garrett Guarantee. Talk a little Iowa football here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we love Iowa now because of Drew Ott and Nate Budgeta and all the Nebraska boys. So they're moving up the chart. It's supposed to be a rivalry, but let's find out if it really is. Jordan Lomax joins us here, outstanding senior defensive back. He's moved a little bit out of his during his career, and he joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter, and Jordan, thanks for the time. Is it okay if we like Iowa because they have Nebraska boys?
Yes, definitely. You're good.
And, of course, you being from Maryland, it's not like you were the homegrown Iowan. Yeah. So how's the mixture there, I guess?
Yeah, definitely coming from Maryland to, like, a small town in Iowa, it was a big transition. But I got adjusted to it, and I actually like it out here. Like, our campus is really nice. It's unique. But the thing is, if you go outside of our campus, like, you just see straight cornfields. So that gets kind of boring. But as long as you stay within the Iowa City the campus area, it's actually a nice little town.
And one of the things that's unique about Iowa City is I have to know if you have a bicycle. We know Drew and how he rides a bike, whether or not you're taking precautions with your bicycle.
I got a moped.
Clean record?
Clean record.
That's ahead of Drew.
It doesn't go over 35 miles per hour, so I'm good.
Obviously, and we're talking with Jordan Lomax of Iowa, when you came to Iowa, Maryland wasn't in the league. Now you get opportunity to play Maryland. Yeah. Tell me a little bit about that.
Last season when we played them, it was special because I got to go home, and then a lot of my family, probably had about 70 family members come out to that game. So that was the first time seeing me play like college football, like outside of my parents, because they can't travel all the way to Iowa to go come see me play. So having them join the conference was very special, and this year they'll come see us. So it's really nice.
Talk about the week leading up to that game, and now that it's passed, everybody says, well, it's just another game. Yeah. Obviously, it wasn't.
I mean, yeah, the week leading up to that game last week, it was a lot of excitement and joy because that was my first time ever going back home to play in a game, so it was really special to me, and my family was coming out there to see me play, but it was really nice.
One of the things that stands out when I kind of look at your profile is the leadership quality that you have, you know, sophomore, junior, being on the leadership council. Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about your role as a leader and how important you kind of feel it to be to play that role of being one of the leaders on that defense.
Pretty much, we have to set the standards for everyone else on our team, and to be a leader on our team is very special. The fact that the guys can look up to me as a leader is also special, and I've had a lovely job just leading it with Drew, Austin Blythe out here, and like their leaders on the team also, And pretty much it's just our role to keep the team going, keep them pumped up, and just keep everybody in line and on track.
Iowa senior Jordan Lomax joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio in the confines of Nebraska and Iowa and all that's going on. As we mentioned, you did make a move during your collegiate career. Does it make a difference, and is there any thought of moving you around a little bit considering the personnel that's coming back this year?
I love the position change, the free safety. Being the quarterback of the defense, making sure everybody's in the right checks and calls, everybody knows what's going on. It's definitely even more of a leadership role back there. And I love to come down and deliver the hits from the safety position. It's a lot better. So I really like the new position change.
You've been at Kinnick Stadium enough. You've been in the Big Ten enough. And Iowa's been around so long that they've got a number of trophy games. Mm-hmm. Nebraska's kind of new to this.
Yeah.
And the one trophy game that they have within the conference is against Iowa. So I guess we're looking at it from the perspective of what is the Iowa-Nebraska rivalry? What is that? I know what it is for Nebraskans. Give us an idea what it means for a member of the Hawkeye football team.
For us to go out there and compete and then to win that game, it's just a great feeling and a great experience. And when you get that trophy, it means something, because all the work that we do put in leading up to that game, you really want that hardware. And then it just reflects on the hard work that you put in, because I know college athletes everywhere, like the off season, we put in a lot of work and we train and endless meetings and practice time. So when you win that hardware and that trophy, it means a lot.
With it being the season finale and the day after Thanksgiving, the tradition that's associated with that, does that add anything to it?
I'm sure it does. It's probably to an extent, you know, right after Thanksgiving. So it's a family thing. Everybody bragging rights, all of that stuff. So you really want to win that trophy.
Do you guys eat a lot of turkey on Thanksgiving, or is it still healthy, healthy, healthy the day before the game?
Yeah, we keep it healthy.
Jordan Lomax is with us for another couple minutes from Iowa on the Doug and Daddy Show out of Maryland, playing at safety now for the Hawkeyes. And it looks like you might have put together your best three-game stretch of your career personally at the end of last year. But for the team, it didn't all translate into wins. How hard is that to have the personal success, but for the team to not have the success to go along with it at the end of the year?
It's definitely hard, but because at the end of the day, you want to put the team before your personal goals any day. So, but looking back on it, we learned from our mistakes as a team, and now we're looking forward right now, and we have a great opportunity. We got a new season coming up, and we have a chance to do something really special this year. So.
There's a couple preseason polls out there, and Iowa's kind of seen as being kind of in the middle of that. Mm-hmm. How do you see it? How do you see your role? Because to me, Iowa's kind of a wild card. I mean, you could easily win the division and could be in the middle of the pack. Where do you kind of see where you guys mesh in with the Western Division?
We see ourselves being able to go out there, suit up, and defeat any opponent that we face this upcoming season. And I believe that's how any team should see themselves, as the number one team in their division. And now we just have to go out there and do it and just finish games and then just do what we need to do.
And, Jordan, from your side of the ball, as we joke with Drew Ott, the interior part of the defensive line has a couple of really good guys coming back, some new guys on the end. Maybe that linebacker core is going to have some new names to it. Take me through the defense and where your returners are and maybe a couple new guys that will probably step up for the Hawkeyes this year for you guys to be where you want to be.
Yeah, well, we got Drew Ott and Nate Meyer returning starters at the defensive end position, and then we're bringing in two new dudes, Nathan Budgeta and Jaleel Johnson at the interior lineman spot. Jaleel, he saw some play time last year, and they'll both be really good for us this year. And then also at linebacker, we got Josie Jewell, Bo Bauer, and Ben Neiman, all three who had play time last year, and they're coming back with more experience this year, so they should have a better season. And then on the back end, we're returning starters with Greg Mabin and Desmond King, myself, and then the strong safety position is still up for grabs. They're still competing for that position, but our defense should be a lot better this year, bringing back the our returning starters.
Well, we will see you in Lincoln for the final game of the regular season. And Jordan, we wish you the best of luck. Have you ever seen an eight-man game?
Never seen an eight-man game, but one of my teammates, Nate Meyer, he was an eight-man football. So,
well, we will.
Budget and I can show you a little something too.
Budget and I have a little something to him. But Jordan, thanks for the time and best of luck this season.
Thank you, appreciate it.
Thanks for the time.
Jordan Lomax, Iowa. Our Big Ten chat brought to you by the Catholic Diocese of Grand Island, serving the Catholic families of central and western Nebraska, and the Kearney Chicken Coop, home of hot wings and cold beer. We still have a couple more to bring to you next week. Joel Bolden, Michigan linebacker, will join us. I'll tell you what, we keep talking about Penn State being linebacker U, and they may not have an All-American at that spot or an All-Conference player this year. Michigan and Bolden and a couple other guys have a chance to do that. We're going to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We don't have to take a break? Is it that cool?
Yeah.
We don't have to? Well, I was going to go get me a Big Daddy sandwich. It was going to take me a while, because when you go watch St. Cecilia, we talk about watching baseball, but now when you watch St. Cecilia, you just walk across the street, go to Big Daddy's Deli. I've seen Zach Kitten in there. I know he does that. That's his health food. Before basketball games, he has a favorite sandwich that he gets over there. You don't have to be a Blue Hawk fan. You can be a Patriot. You can be a Tiger. Anytime you're in Hastings and hungry, Big Daddy's Deli is there for you. Right across the street from Duncan Field and, of course, the remodeled this year downtown Hastings. And if you have a tailgate, Big Daddy's offers meat and cheese trays and extra long sandwiches for special events. Call ahead for current pricing and special orders. Big Daddy's Deli, home of a bazillion and one sandwiches, because too many is better than not enough. All of their sandwiches are made out of freshly baked bread or bun, and anything you want on it that they have, they'll put on at Big Daddy's Deli. The Hastings College volleyball team is now 3-0 out at Anaheim, California. They win again today. Of course, isn't that the luck? Hastings wins again today over Lewis and Clark State, and they do it in four sets. So congratulations to them.
That's a good trivia, Cliff. If you had asked me what is Hastings College's women's record, I would have guessed 0-0. I didn't know you could play yet.
I don't know. They get ahead of schedule.
That's right. Is that NAIA rule, do you think? Is that NAIA or can NCAA play?
Well, they always start early. You know basketball starts before.
That's right. Good point. Yep.
Mike Will goes, I got bad. What? Oh, yeah, I guess so. Here's one more. This was a trivia question. It's in the Nebraska press guide. And for those that get season tickets or order their press guides, there's a statement in there, and I have not been able to finish this out, but that Mike Riley is one of five FBS coaches that have head coaching experience in the NFL. And that's wrong. You never see them wrong in any of that kind of stuff, but it's wrong because somebody threw that out to me. I hadn't seen it. They said, it doesn't give us the answer. Who are the other four? I said, sure. That's an interesting little question there. You have any idea, Jimmy?
Okay.
Because there's actually five.
Because he was at the San Diego Chargers, correct?
Yep.
And then he went to Oregon State immediately after that. So what they're saying is these college coaches. So Steve Spurrier at South Carolina would be one.
That's one.
Is that correct?
Yep.
All right. Now, did they have to be the head coach to qualify?
No. Current college head football coaches that once were head football coaches in the NFL.
Okay, go ahead and give them to me. Give me some others.
Okay, so you got Jim Harbaugh at Michigan.
Of course.
You got Nick Saban at Alabama. You got Jim Mora out at UCLA.
Yes.
And I believe the one maybe folks have overlooked, Bobby Petrino. Bobby Petrino. So there's Mike Riley and five others.
And that's an interesting thing. I'd have missed that one.
Use that one on your friends, folks.
Yep. You know, the thing of it is, if you'd have said, hey, give me a yes or no, I could have got probably all of them. But I would have forgot
it
about
it. It would take a little while.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Especially when you started.
I did it in under 5 minutes.
You go to Colgate. Guy head coach at Colgate.
I did it in under 5 minutes. Uh-huh. So there you go. Wrapping things up here in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. The 2016s have started to roll into the lots. Stop into Midway GM or Midway Chrysler dealerships on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney to see how you can score a great deal on an outgoing 2015 or see the newest 2016 models for yourself. Midway has three locations within six blocks and over 500 vehicles to choose from. A certified program with a 30-day exchange privilege, good on all makes and models, financing for both good and bad credit situations, and a full collision center, which hopefully you never need. But if you do, they're there for you. If it's time for something new to drive, then think of your Midway Auto Dealership, South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at thinkmidway.com.
Com. Don't forget that both Hastings and UNK football teams scrimmage tomorrow. Hastings is taking on McPherson College of Kansas. That's where Paul Merkowitz, the former Hastings coach, is. They play at 2 tomorrow if you want to go check out the Broncos. And then UNK has an inter-squad scrimmage as part of Loper Fan Appreciation Day. They'll start at 5 o'clock. Loperville will open at 4. There's all kinds of other activities after the game. Autographs, pictures, fun games for the kids. A real family atmosphere. Royals are in Boston playing the Red Sox all weekend. And long 6-10 tonight. The Royals had their five-game winning streak snapped last night by a score of a 4-1. Huskers are just wrapping up practice, and then they'll go again tomorrow afternoon. Then school starts Monday, so everybody is there. Blake Holtmeyer ended up being called up after Pearson L got hurt, so he's spent a few extra practices with them this week from the area. And Alex Gordon will make his rehab debut with the Omaha Storm Chasers when they return home on Sunday. We want to thank our guests on today's Doug and Daddy Show. Carl Tesmer of Hastings St. Cecilia, Jordan Lomax, defensive back from Iowa, Lee Barfneck, the president of the Football Writers Association, to talk about their 75th anniversary All-American team from the Omaha World Herald. Linebacker from Michigan, Joe Bolden, Elm Creek football coach, Jace Doolin, and Jimmy Langan back on Monday.
I'm going to make a prediction. St. Cecilia wins more football games than the University of Nebraska.
Oh, without a doubt.
Yeah.
Without a doubt.
Good prediction.
We'll see you Monday.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game.